This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli authorities said a rocket attack on a football ground in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights killed several people, including children, on Saturday. Emma Gell from Reuters has the story.
The strike in the village of Majdal Shams killed around a dozen people, including children, Israeli authorities said.
This evening,
Israeli authorities blamed the Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah, vowing a response. The Israeli ambulance service said around a dozen more people were wounded in the blast. Hezbollah denied any responsibility for the strike in a statement. The group had earlier announced several rocket attacks targeting Israeli military positions in other locations from Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who was due to head back from the U.S. to Israel overnight on Saturday, said he would bring his flight forward and convene his security cabinet upon arrival. Hezbollah and Israel have been trading fire in areas at or near the Lebanese-Israeli border since the eruption of the Gaza war.
Reuters correspondent Emma Gell. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told an audience of cryptocurrency enthusiasts Saturday that Bitcoin was going to the moon and he wanted the U.S. to lead the way.
If crypto is going to define the future, I want to be mined, minted, and made in the USA. It's going to be. It's not going to be made anywhere else. And if Bitcoin is going to the moon, as we say, it's going to the moon, I want America to be the nation that leads the way. And that's what's going to happen.
Trump addressed a cryptocurrency conference in Nashville, part of a broader Republican effort to court crypto enthusiasts ahead of the November 5th election. He vowed to make the U.S. the, quote, crypto capital of the world, a far cry from his stance in 2021 when he called Bitcoin a, quote, scam. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican drug kingpin Ismael El Mayo Zambada and a son of his former partner Joaquin El Chapo Guzman were arrested on Thursday in El Paso, Texas, in a major coup for U.S. authorities that may also reshape the Mexican criminal landscape. Alex Cohen from Reuters has more.
They face multiple charges in the U.S. for funneling huge quantities of fentanyl and other drugs to U.S. streets. Guzman Lopez lured Zambada to the U.S., according to three current and former U.S. officials familiar with the operation, who sought anonymity to speak candidly about the events. Zambada pleaded not guilty and was ordered detained without bond, according to court records. If Zambada was betrayed by Guzman Lopez, it could have major ramifications for their operation known as the Sinaloa Cartel. It traffics drugs to more than 50 countries around the globe and is one of the two most powerful organized crime groups in Mexico.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. In a fresh broadside against one of the world's most popular technology companies, the Justice Department has accused TikTok of harnessing the capability to gather bulk information on users based on views on divisive social issues. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department's accusing TikTok of harnessing high-tech pathways to gather information about American users based on issues like gun control, abortion, and religion. Government lawyers told the court TikTok and parent company ByteDance in Beijing have used an internal web suite system called Lark to send sensitive data about U.S. subscribers, which is stored and accessible on Chinese servers. A new law may soon ban TikTok in the U.S. with warnings the Chinese government may use this data to shape the content American users receive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Team USA has its first medals of the 2024 Summer Games. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The United States is on the board at the Paris Olympics. Divers Sarah Bacon and Cassidy Cook took home the silver for the Americans, their first medal at the 2024 Summer Games in the 3-meter synchronized springboard competition. China won the Games' first gold medal, placing first in the event. Katie Ledecky claimed her first medal in Paris, winning the bronze in the women's 400-meter freestyle with a time of just over 4 minutes. Ledecky finished 2 seconds faster than her preliminary time, which at the time edged Australian and reigning Olympic champion Ariane Titmus. Titmus won the gold in the freestyle. American Chloe Dygert won a bronze medal in the women's cycling individual time trial. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban says the European Union is sliding toward oblivion in a rambling anti-Western speech in which he warned of a new Asia-oriented world order. In remarks Saturday in Bél Tuznád, a major ethnic Hungarian town in central Romania, he threw his support behind Donald Trump as well. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.